We've talked here about how the pandemic has upended the real estate market, people moving out of huge urban centers like New York, for instance. But in other cities, property values and home prices are still rising. In Atlanta, there's new development underway in longtime black neighborhoods that have been neglected by investors for years. But an investigation by member station WABE finds homeowners there face a new threat. Stephanie Stokes reports.
Sarah Mae Rogers says she built her house from the ground up. She bought the blue single-story home in South Atlanta from a nonprofit called Caris in the 1980s. And as part of the deal, her family took part in construction.
It was sad that me and my son had to come and help own the house until we got this house the way it's at now.
Rogers is proud of this home. She's lived in it for 30 years and paid off the mortgage. So it pains her to share how she nearly lost the place. It started because of concerns about money. Rogers is about 70 years old, and before she retired, worked mainly low-paying jobs. Meanwhile, her street's become a lot wealthier. She saw her property taxes double. That scared her.
I got to have money to pay the taxes, to pay the water and sewer, to pay this.
So Rogers decided to borrow money. She took out something called a title loan. These companies give you money and hold on to your car's title until you pay it back. But the amount you owe grows quickly, and soon the loan just made her problems worse.
I felt like I was just down in a hole.
This is when Rogers met a woman outside a gas station. Rogers had been crying. The woman was friendly, Rogers says, and offered help.
I thought that she was going to help me to save my car and to help me get my taxes in order. I don't know. I believed in her. I trusted her. I trusted her, and that was wrong.
Eventually, the woman came over to Rogers' house. She convinced Rogers to sign papers, papers that Rogers says she didn't understand. She only figured out later what they were, a contract to sell her home.
We're really seeing, you know, the dirty, evil underbelly of the real estate market.
Karen Brown is with a nonprofit called Atlanta Legal Aid. She's seen a rise in cases like Rogers in the last couple of years, and she has a name for them.
Home equity theft, because that's exactly what is going on. Investors, scammers are stealing the equity out of the home.
Equity is the profit owners could make from their home when they sell. And while homeowners all over Atlanta have equity, Brown says the cases she's handled are only in specific areas. Gentrifying, longtime black neighborhoods.
So as those homeowners in those neighborhoods have property values these days that are going up, they're targeted because they've got equity to steal.
Atlanta Legal Aid has handled a dozen or so cases of equity theft. Brown thinks there are many more they don't hear about, and our analysis shows she may be right. In gentrifying black neighborhoods in Atlanta, we found property selling for prices that were less than half the estimated fair market value, according to Zillow, and we found these at a higher rate in gentrifying neighborhoods. Imagine homes worth $100,000 selling for $50,000 instead.
That's a huge concern because that means one of the benefits of home ownership is being stripped away.
This is Dan Immergluck.
I'm professor of urban studies at Georgia State University.
He says throughout history, black families haven't earned as much equity through home ownership. Banks have denied them mortgages or offered them terms set up to fail. Immergluck says in the U.S., home ownership is still the key way to build wealth.
And this equity stripping, you know, basically just destabilizes that process.
It's like as homeowners approach the finish line, predatory investors take their prize. And the homeowners who become victims of equity theft typically don't have other savings. This is Karen Brown again.
The one thing that those families may have that's of value is the home. And if it's being stolen from them, they're walking away with nothing.
In Sarah Mae Rogers' case, she signed a contract to sell her house for $150,000. Zillow estimated it was worth twice that. And Rogers says she didn't want to sell. In the end, she didn't have to. Atlanta Legal Aid challenged the sale in court. The woman Rogers met at a gas station said in court documents that she worked for an investor. She claimed Rogers knew she was selling her home. The woman didn't respond to our requests for an interview. Near the end of our conversation, I talked to Rogers about her plans for the house.
Well, when I got this home, it was our dream.
She says this home and all of the value it's accumulated over the years, it will be for her son, the person who built the house with her.
It makes me feel good to know, even though I don't know what he gonna do with it, it belongs to him. If I was to die right today, it'll belong to him.
She says he can sell it, but that will be his choice. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Stokes in Atlanta.
And this update, WABE's investigation on equity theft led to a response from the Atlanta City Council, which is now considering legislation to curb predatory investor tactics in that city.